Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And God is in the miracle-working business, beloved. He never changes. What He did, as we see in the Word of God and read it, He will do today. He can do the impossible with God. Isn't that what the angel told Mary? Nothing shall be impossible, praise God. And so, as God's people, we're in the last days, and the perilous time shall come. That's what Paul said. And indeed, I think we're living those perilous times as we see world circumstances and events and things occurring and being set up for the arrival of the Antichrist and the return of the Lord. Basically. And so we're really living in exciting time. And you see, sometimes you can feel overwhelmed at the battles, the onslaught of the enemy, the things you have to deal with. And our lifestyle is very complex. Technology is just encroaching on every aspect of our lives. And so it may seem overwhelming, but you know what? You weren't born by accident. God determined that you would be alive for such a time as this, like Esther. And so in your own way, every one of us has a place in the body of Christ. You might think you're the most insignificant, smallest, unimportant member in the body of Christ, but God doesn't feel that way. Just like your physical body, if there's an organ, if there is an area, maybe you cut yourself, bruise yourself, you're very aware you're hurting. And so just like we can relate to the principles and truths on our physical body, that's what the spiritual body is. What a revelation was given to Paul, that we are the body of Christ. Jesus is the head. No other foundation can be laid except that of Christ Jesus. The church is built upon the rock, that rock being Christ, and we are all fitly framed together. He's put us in position throughout the ages, through the times of, even during the what they call the Dark Ages, the Middle Ages, there was a famine, if you will, of the Word of God. It never went out. The light of the gospel kept alive by Irish monks in the monasteries over there. When Rome was overrun by the barbarians, God is in control of history. If He can control history, beloved, He can help you manage your life through the power, the wisdom, and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't have to be overcome. He has given us a new covenant. Remember, that's what Jesus said, that powerful, beautiful moment when He was gathered with His last disciples, and He spoke about the bread and the cup, that this was as a testament, the New Testament, sealed in His blood. We are living under a new covenant of exceeding great and precious promises. What does a covenant mean? Well, by definition, it is a formal, solemn, and binding agreement. Okay, we have, in today's word, we don't use that world, we don't use that word as much, but we know all about contracts, don't we, in the business realm? It's a written agreement. Or you don't even have to be in the business realm. You rent an apartment, rent a home or a flat, you are signing a lease agreement, isn't that right? And it's binding. It's a compact. It's a written agreement or promise under seal between two or more parties, especially for the performance of some action. If you sign a lease, then you have obligations as when the rent is to be paid and the other requirements or responsibilities that you may have. It's all on paper, so it can't be argued. And so God has given us this wonderful Bible, this New Testament, to show us the exceeding greatness of the Lord and what He has done, His provision for us. As we look at the Old Covenant, in Exodus 24 and 3, we find that Moses was giving to the people all the words of God concerning the covenant, the tablets, the word that he had during his visitation with the Lord on the Mount. And so God used Moses. The Old Testament covenant was instituted by him. He was used of God to deliver it to the people of God, people of Israel. And they heard the words. They agreed to them, and these words were given by Moses orally to the people. And then he wrote them down, those first five books, and established what is called the Book of the Covenant. That was what we call the Old Covenant. And this covenant basically was with the children of Israel. This was a provision for the atonement of their sins year by year. I'm going to read a passage out of Hebrews, the 8th chapter, starting at verse 1 through verse 13. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. Let me pause for a minute. Just as the Old Covenant had a high priest who would go in to offer sacrifices, there was a priesthood, the Levitical priesthood that God established. Now, Jesus is our high priest. We have such and high priest, who was set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle. I'm going to just read the rest of that chapter, which the Lord pitched, not man. This was God's idea. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man, obviously, have someone also to offer. He's got to bring a gift to the altar, right? For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, again, focusing on the Old Covenant, who serve under the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses, if you remember, we're not going to take the time to turn, was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou maketh all things according to the pattern shewed thee in the mount. That's the Lord instructing Moses. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator, this is Jesus, of a better covenant. That's a new covenant, which we have, which was established upon better promises. For if the first covenant, the Old Covenant, had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. But finding fault with them, he saith, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For I'm just getting goosebumps. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord, speaking to all who will believe on the Lord Jesus. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be my people. And they shall not teach every man his brother and every man his neighbor, and saying, know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. And I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sin and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxes old is ready to vanish away. Praise God. That was a lot of scripture, but there's tremendous amount contained in there. And then let me look at Hebrews 9. I want to look at verses 11, actually through 28. I'm not going to maybe read all of it. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, that he shed on the cross, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls, and of goats, and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I have to read verse 15. And for this cause, he is the mediator, that's Jesus, of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the First Testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Praise God. And the rest of that chapter is wonderful, but we're not going to read it all. So, beloved, Jesus Christ came to make atonement for all the transgression of the people. Everyone who would believe and accept the new covenant terms and receive Jesus and experience the new birth. Jesus brought more than salvation. Jesus instituted to all believers, Jew and Gentile, the means to have every need met. That's you and I today, spiritually, physically, and financially. If whoever's athirst, Isaiah says, come to the waters. He gave us living waters. He came to open to each and every one of us who will believe and receive full fellowship to the Father, full access. He took our sins in Hebrews 8 and 12. Praise God. 8 and 12, what did that say? For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness and their sins and their iniquities. I will remember no more. And then there's beautiful passages in Isaiah 53, but I don't have time to read that. We'll look at that briefly tomorrow. I invite you to join me then as we continue on in this message, talking about the blessings, the privilege we have in the new covenant. If you have prayer needs, one of the principles in that new covenant is the principle of agreement. If two or three of you shall agree together as touching anything, if there's agreement, the Father will hear and he'll grant the things that we desire of him. Thank you for listening. The announcer will give our contact information. Till tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.